Later that day, Timothy went with Dad to set the big beetle traps.
Here's how it works. The trap makes a smell that the beetles absolutely love. We set the trap far away from the apple trees so the beetles will fly to the trap. When they come, they bump against the yellow top and fall down into the bag below.
Whoa! I think that'll work much better than my jar.
The next morning, Timothy and Dad checked the traps. They counted over 100 beetles.
We're doing well, aren't we, Dad?
Dad shook his head sadly.
Oh, we're trying, but there are still too many beetles eating the leaves on our apple trees. I don't know what else to do.
A few days later, Timothy and Dad checked the traps again. There weren't as many beetles this time.
That's strange. Let's check the trees.
Timothy and Dad rode the tractor to the apple trees and hopped out. They studied the leaves, but they didn't see too many beetles there either. Timothy and his dad looked up. They saw a flock of black birds with yellow beaks nesting in the oak trees near the barn.
Hey, those are starlings. Sometimes they're pesky, but other times they help. The starlings like to eat beetles for lunch. They also feed them to their babies.
Ew!
Timothy imagined what a beetle might taste like.
I wonder if the starlings helped get rid of the beetles for us. Maybe the starlings are the stars of the day.
Go starlings!
Hey, let's pray and thank God. He created the starlings. He created you and me and all our apple trees. He's strong enough to take care of us and all of his creation. What a mighty God.